Every dollar you earn faces a choice. Will it work for you, or will you work for it forever? In 1976, a man named Jack Bogle launched what Wall Street mockingly called Bogle's Folly, the first index fund for everyday investors. Critics predicted it would fail spectacularly. Instead, it became the world's largest mutual fund and sparked a movement that has saved ordinary Americans billions in unnecessary fees. Warren Buffett declared, "Bogle has done more for American investors than any other individual." The secret wasn't complicated algorithms or insider knowledge. It was something far more radical, giving people a fair shot at building wealth by cutting out the middlemen who were quietly draining their retirement accounts. Today, a community of Bogleheads follows these principles, not through blind faith, but through evidence-backed strategies that consistently outperform the expensive advice peddled by Wall Street. The path to financial freedom doesn't require genius or luck, just the discipline to keep what you earn and let time do the heavy lifting. Of 100 people starting work at 25, only one will be wealthy by 65, four will be financially independent. The remaining 95 will depend on others. This isn't about intelligence or income, it's about lifestyle choices that compound over decades. Three tribes emerge. The borrowers finance everything through credit, creating an illusion of prosperity while building negative wealth. The consumers avoid excessive debt but spend every dollar, trading long-term security for immediate gratification. The keepers automatically save at least 10% before spending, prioritizing future freedom over present indulgence. The difference is profound. Keepers may earn less but accumulate more wealth because they focus on net worth, not income. Before investing, lay three foundations. First, calculate your net worth, everything you own minus everything you owe. Second, eliminate high interest debt. Paying off an 18.9% credit card balance delivers a guaranteed 18.9% return, better than most investments. Third, build an emergency fund covering 3 to 12 months of expenses. Without this cushion, you'll raid long-term investments during crises, derailing your plan. The most powerful force in investing isn't brilliance, it's time. Just 54 cents invested daily at 10% for 65 years grows to $1 million. The rule of 72 reveals this magic. Divide 72 by your annual return to see how quickly money doubles. At 8%, wealth doubles every 9 years. A 25-year-old needs just $46,030 invested once to reach $1 million by 65, while someone starting at 55 needs $463,193. Finding investment money requires earning more or spending less. Pay yourself first by automatically diverting even 1% of each paycheck to investments, then gradually increase. Commit future raises to investing rather than lifestyle inflation. Buy used when practical. A 3-year-old car costs $2,500 less annually than new. Not all debt is destructive. Borrowing at 5% while earning 8% by investing creates a 3% spread while maintaining liquidity. Inflation silently erodes wealth. With 3% inflation, a 25-year-old needs $3,262 in 40 years to match today's $1,000 in purchasing power. I-bonds combine a fixed rate with inflation adjustment, offering tax deferral for up to 30 years. TIPS adjust their principal upward with inflation but create phantom income. You pay taxes annually on adjustments you won't receive until maturity, making them ideal for tax-deferred accounts. The investment industry thrives on complexity, yet evidence overwhelmingly supports simplicity. Passive index investing outperforms 70 to 80% of actively managed funds through rock-bottom costs. No sales commissions, minimal operating expenses, often under 0.2% versus 1 to 2% for active funds, tax efficiency, diversification across thousands of companies, and immunity from manager skill variations. Cost differences compound dramatically. A $10,000 investment earning 10% annually for 20 years grows to $49,725 with a 1.5% expense ratio, but $60,858 with 0.5%, an 18% difference from just 1% lower annual fees. As Bogle noted, in investing, you get what you don't pay for. Asset allocation, how you divide your portfolio between stocks, bonds, and cash, determines 77 to 93% of portfolio return variability, far outweighing security selection or market timing. Nobel laureate Ferry Markowitz demonstrated that combining volatile, non-correlated securities creates portfolios with lower volatility and potentially higher returns. Four factors guide allocation decisions. Define specific investment goals. Consider your time frame. Stocks are unsuitable for periods under 5 years. Understand your risk tolerance. A 100% stock portfolio experienced worst-case annual losses of 43.1%, while a 60-40 stock bond portfolio limited losses to 26.6%. And consider your personal situation. Those with pensions need less accumulated savings. Investment costs include visible fees and hidden ones, brokerage commissions, 0.38% of assets, bid offer spreads, 0.34%, and market impact costs. The average U.S. equity fund's total annual costs reach 3.3%, reducing the historical 10.5% stock return to just 7.2%. Over 40 years, this difference shrinks a retirement portfolio from nearly $2 million to less than $800,000. Taxes hit even harder. A Charles Schwab study found that over 30 years, $1 invested in stocks grew to $21.89 in a tax-deferred account, but only $9.87 in a taxable account, less than half. Maximize 401ks, IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Place tax-inefficient investments, bonds, REITs, in tax-sheltered accounts, and tax-efficient ones, stock index funds, in taxable accounts. Tax loss harvesting, selling investments with losses to offset gains, can add about 27% compared to buy and hold. While you can't control market returns, controlling costs and taxes is one of the most reliable ways to improve results. The greatest obstacle to investment success isn't market performance, it's investor behavior. From 1993 to 2012, the S&P 500 averaged 8.21% annual returns, yet the average equity fund investor earned only 4.25%. This gap transforms $10,000 into either $46,610 or $22,989 over 20 years. The culprit? Emotional decision-making driven by greed and fear. Other traps include overconfidence, loss aversion, analysis paralysis, herd behavior, and anchoring to arbitrary reference points. The investment media amplifies these tendencies. Financial TV parades experts confidently predicting market direction despite overwhelming evidence that forecasting is futile. Financial magazines prioritize selling copies over sound advice. To overcome these challenges, create a written investment plan and commit to it. Tune out market noise by recognizing all forecasting is guesswork. If you crave excitement, limit speculation to 5% of your portfolio in a casino account. The logical alternative is maintaining discipline through market turbulence with a long-term asset allocation plan. You now have the complete toolkit for financial independence. The principles are straightforward. Live below your means, start early, use low-cost index funds, create a personal asset allocation plan, minimize costs and taxes, diversify investments, rebalance regularly, avoid market timing, and master your emotions. Fund college through 529 plans offering tax-deferred growth and tax-free withdrawals. For retirement, sustainable withdrawal rates of 4 to 6% support 30-year portfolio survival. Extend solvency by delaying retirement, postponing Social Security until full retirement age for 33% higher benefits, or purchasing immediate annuities for guaranteed income. A 65-year-old couple has a 45% chance one spouse will live to 90, plan accordingly. Protect assets through smart insurance. Only insure catastrophes you can't afford, carry the largest deductibles possible, and focus on term life insurance, comprehensive health insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance for those with liquid assets between $200,000 to $2 million. Estate planning ensures assets reach chosen beneficiaries through essential documents, a will, living trust, powers of attorney, and advance healthcare directive. The roadmap to financial freedom isn't hidden in complex strategies. It's built on simple principles applied consistently over decades. Your financial future isn't determined by market genius or lucky breaks. It's shaped by the decision to start today and stay the course tomorrow.